Mr. Chairman, for the record, Representative Al Baldessaro from Rockingham County, District 5, which is Londonderry. I signed up on this bill for a couple of reasons. I remember as a young Marine driving to California and seeing how the mountain areas, how beautiful it was. Over the years, I've seen the windmills as I went back and forth to California, the Yucca Valley and other areas there, seen the hundreds and hundreds of windmills that were put in. You go there today, you'll see a lot of them aren't even blowing, working. They're just sitting there, they're dead, they're eyesores. They took away from the beauty of the area. That's one of my main reasons for signing. But I also know that wind energy, of course, will not meet New Hampshire's energy needs, and it is inefficient, unreliable, and does not decrease CO2, and is extremely expensive to operate. I'm asking you all today to take a look, and let's step back until we come up with some type of energy plan here. There are issues with this here that need to be put in place. When you're dealing with planning, when you're dealing with how do you locate it, setback, the noise, how many meters are from a home, these are things that have to be worked out before New Hampshire jumps in and gets involved with this and starts destroying the scenery of many areas, especially up north. I'm hoping that, you know, today that the people are more focused on the almighty dollar, the ones that are coming in here to support this here. And I want to keep in mind why, okay? Because they want to get their share of the taxpayers' money that is being handed out through the subsidies, tax credits. And I'm asking you today to support this bill to ensure that we don't put money, okay, in front of what's right and formulate before we have some type of energy plan here in New Hampshire. So please support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Baldessaro. Let's hold on the applause. The only time you can applaud is for fifth graders. Do you have a question? Representative Levasseur has a question.
Yes, Representative Baldessaro. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There are two items on this bill, windmills and transmission lines. And you spoke about the windmills. Why are transmission lines on the same bill?
And there are many lines that come off of these. Matter of fact, my understanding of it, I'm no duty expert, but what I've read, there are many lines that come off these windmills in order to support the needs because they don't have the generation or generator or storage capacity like we have in other areas or other where they use water and, you know, to be able to store electricity. But one thing I forgot, and I should have said in my notes here, that Canada, Idaho, I think Vermont, many other states are looking at putting a moratorium on this here. So keep that in mind.
Thank you. Follow-up question.
Yes, on the transmission lines, are you saying that the transmission lines on this proposal are strictly just related to windmill projects?
My understanding of the bill, and I wish you asked that question to the sponsor, I believe that's what it is for. It could be, and I'm not sure if he'd put the Northern Pass part into it, but I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Thank you, Representative Baldessaro.